Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jose Nunez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Jacoby moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Witt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Castillo out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barfield moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is called out on strikes. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards short. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Eorg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barfield. Butler reaches second base with a double. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Upshaw. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to third. Hinzo moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Hinzo tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullinix moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing shortstop. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barfield. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson bunts towards the mound. Musselman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Butler strikes out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gruber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barfield. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullinix hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-2 in the game. McGriff hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Eorg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-1 in the game. Gruber hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-3 in the game. Hinzo bunts towards the mound. Musselman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Butler steals third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to home to get Butler. Tabler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mullenix takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-3 in the game. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hanke now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Bell steals second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gruber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Eorg hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.